All right, it's time for us now to check in with Nikki Strong in Strong in the City.
Hey, Nikki Strong, how you doing?
I'm fine, Shauna Renee. How are you?
I'm good. So, okay, you know I live vicariously through you because I spend way more time in the studio than I do anywhere else, it seems. And you, of course, out in the city doing your thing, going to all these live shows, and I am so jealous that you got an opportunity to see one of my favorite vocalists, Layla Hathaway, recently.
Yes, Layla Hathaway is the bomb diggity.
She is.
And I wish you were there. You would have really enjoyed the show. It was a fantastic show. It really was. It was funny, and of course, she's phenomenal. But one thing that I find to be really interesting about this project, because she was promoting her CD, which just dropped, Layla Hathaway Live, and she did this CD with Pledge Music. And Pledge Music is a direct-to-fan music platform that brings artists and fans together to share in the experience of music as it happens. So basically, you know, you may want to pre-order the CD for $10. You can get the CD and then like access to exclusive content like backstage updates. And for different amounts of money, you can access different things. T-shirts, autographs, but her site, you could access some really cool stuff. Like you could have her call up and sing happy birthday to you if you, like, pledged $100. Now, Shauna, as a big fan, your birthday coming?
Sure, yeah.
I could have paid that and had Layla Hathaway call you up. That is hot. How many people would dream to have something like that?
Oh, absolutely.
A personalized voicemail.
Okay, I would do
really
that.
Cool. Yes. You could come on stage and have her sing a song specifically to you, which I saw her do at the concert. She said, "Who's my person?" She called them on stage, and we saw her sing this whole song to this person who obviously, through Pledge Music, helped finance her project and earned that exclusive privilege. She also said she would write a song for you. Now, that was for $1,000.
Okay.
But she would talk to you, find stuff out about you, and then create a
song.
That's
worth it. That I would
Hello?
Do. That I
Hello?
Would do for $1,000.
Yeah, right?
That I would do.
And then she would autograph it and send it to you on CD. Check this out. Let's say you were an artist and you're working on your CD. I think for about $3,000, she would do a background vocal arrangement for your project. Is that
wow.
hot or what? It was amazing, like how creative it was. She would DJ your party. You can go hang out with her. All these different amounts. And so if you only had $20, you would be able to get rare live recordings, stuff that she's recorded over the years that's never been released and that would not be on the new album. That's worth it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great promotional tool as well for her. I mean, not that she really needs it. I mean, people who enjoy good soul R&B music know that Layla Hathaway is definitely going to deliver, but it's still a good opportunity for folks to become more intimately involved in the project.
Process.
And I think that's what we like to do is
girl, you could get your name in the liner notes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
great.
Like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah,
and if you are looking to support good music, you don't just have to buy a concert ticket and buy a CD. You can actually say, oh my God, Shauna Renee is getting ready to do a live project. I definitely want to support her. All I have is $10, but for $10, not only do I get the CD, I get this. Or I can buy a T-shirt and know that it's going towards the project that she's working on. So that I found to be particularly exciting. And her new CD, Layla Hathaway Live, which just dropped, it was recorded at the Troubadour Theater in L.A., where her iconic father, Donny Hathaway, recorded his 1972 album, Donny Hathaway Live.
Wow, I didn't know that either. That's phenomenal.
So you even paid for that full circle significant experience.
Well, she is incredible. And I tweeted this out when I first heard the single that we're actually going to get into in a little bit. I am a huge Anita Baker fan. You know, I'm originally from Detroit. Anita is my homegirl.
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone do an Anita Baker cover that I found to be satisfactory. But my girl Layla put it down. I tweeted her about it and said, you know what? You're the only one I've heard do it. And she was so gracious to say thank you.
Yeah. She did it in concert, Shauna.
Did she?
I did.
I need to get a life. But thank you so much, Nikki. At least you have a life. And thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us so we can feel like, you know, we're part of this scene as well. So why don't we get into Layla Hathaway? This is the first single from the live album. She released it a while ago. It is her take on Anita Baker's song Angel.
Which is a classic, Anita. You can't take that's a signature cut by Anita.
Yes.
So you can't play with that.
Yeah.
But Layla, she sure enough can.
Indeed. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Here's Layla Hathaway with Angel live inside the Soul Lounge.
Ooh. If I could, I'd give you the world.